Ondermen Market, the shopping hub for the Khartoum metropolitan area, as seen in March 2023, full of people and full of life. Fast forward to September 2024, total devastation, caused by almost 18 months of war in Sudan. Faris Mustafa fled the city when the war started. He's returning to the market for the first time.
In the past, it wasn't easy to be here because of the overcrowding. All the shops were open. All the shops were filled with goods. All our mothers and sisters were here. I mean, the Sudanese community gathered here. Honestly, the war has changed us Sudanese. It's a test from God.
Since the war began in April 2023, the Sudanese government has barred entry to many international journalists. But in September, VOA gained rare access to Omdurman, which is now controlled by the Sudanese Armed Forces, or SAF. Gunfire and shelling can be heard directed towards positions in Khartoum, held by the opposing paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, less than 4 kilometres away. The owner of this cosmetics store declined to give his name, out of fear for his safety. He says shopkeepers were getting ready for a major holiday when the war broke out.
All of the shops were affected. The shooting and chaos started around 2 days before the festival of Eid. People were operating normally and had their Eid products ready to sell.
A year and a half later, analysts say Sudan's war is at a stalemate. Peace talks have repeatedly stalled. Rights groups and the US government accused both sides of war crimes. Just across the River Nile from here is RSF-controlled territory, which is inaccessible to most journalists. Those who have escaped say the destruction there is even worse. The UN says the territory is likely suffering from famine, the world's first in 7 years. But it's unable to confirm it due to lack of access. Mustafa says he just wants the war to end and life to return to normal for the people of Sudan.
May God compensate them, and people should not despair. God willing, one day we will return, and we will rebuild our country and rebuild Sudan, God willing.
Many civilians VOA spoke to shared this hope. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Omdurman, Sudan.